You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like I said in the intro, I was at the BizNow Fort Lauderdale update this yesterday, and I had a chance to interview some of the movers and shakers that are reshaping the face of downtown Fort Lauderdale. It's a white-hot market. It's popping, popping, popping. If you haven't been to downtown Fort Lauderdale, well, you should go down there and check it out. So we're going to start with my friend Nicole, Nicole Scheinman. She's the head of Edens down here. They're a big public REIT. They're investing in downtown Fort Lauderdale. We'll hear why, and then Wanda will come back, and I'll introduce the next guest. We're here with Nicole Scheinman from Edens, and she runs South Florida for Edens. Big job for such a petite person, Nicole. How do you make it all happen?
Well, I've never been introduced that way, so I really, Jim, appreciate that.
Yes, it's a
lot of fun.
Oh, well, great. I'm so glad. And tell me a little bit about your organization and what makes it so much fun.
Sure. So Edens is a national retail developer, investor, and operator. We are really focused on the East Coast predominantly with a footprint in Texas as well. We're a $6.5 billion business with over 130 shopping centers, and we're focused mostly on grocery-anchored product. And we do everything from buy existing centers to build ground up to redevelop. We're sort of a pure-play retail player that is totally vertically integrated with all of our own in-house leasing, property management, and execution.
So you own all these grocery-anchored shopping centers, so you really are the oracle on what's going on with groceries and the evolution. How are you planning for the evolution of groceries and shopping at your neighborhood shopping centers?
So interestingly, what we've seen happen over the last couple of years is a move actually back towards the grocery-anchored open-air space, which is certainly something we're very pleased by and was core to our thesis as we shifted over the last 15 years to owning these prime MSA grocery-anchored assets. And we've seen that tenants today want to be on the street. They want to be next to grocery stores because they believe that, and they're right, that that is the traffic driver today. So we're really continuing to elevate the existing centers that we own. We're certainly seeing a shift from a tenancy perspective away from, you know, some traditional national soft goods retailers towards much more lifestyle-based retailers. And by lifestyle, I mean food and beverage, fitness, services, places where you can have experiences. So we are seeing in the inline space some shifting in terms of the uses that are coming in.
Yeah, I was surprised to read that national retailers are pulling out of major, what would have been in the past called fortress malls, and getting into these strip centers, and I guess it's because they felt buried.
Yeah, I think the consumer today, truthfully, wants to have an accessible mixed-use experience. They don't really want to have to go to a destination and park the car and walk 10 minutes and so on and so forth. So we're observing this. In fact, in our River Market project on Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale, Lululemon and Pottery Barn have left Galleria Mall and have come to our Whole Foods anchored center. And this is something you would never have observed 10 years ago. These guys would have required themselves being in an A mall. And I think this really demonstrates the nature of how tenancy is shifting today.
It also demonstrates how trendy the locations that you have, because Lululemon's also in places like Sunset Harbor on Miami Beach and attracting the lifestyle tenants that you're looking for, the active adult under 45, I guess.
Yeah, well, we're very focused in purchasing centers and building centers that are located geographically in places where people want to be. But also, we spend a lot of time and effort focusing on the design and merchandising and curation of the experience at each of our places. And I think the reason tenants like Lululemon want to be there is they believe there's a value proposition associated with that.
100%. And again, I know you've got to go. I want to thank you for being our guest today. After you spoke at BizNow's Fort Lauderdale update, I want to thank Adriana Salusi and his team for bringing you here. Thank you so much, Nicole. Looking forward to having you on the show again sometime soon.
Thank you, Jim.